Today is the last day of school for Philadelphia's teachers. It's also the final day for Dorina Morrow's career. After 42 years and thousands of rehearsals, the longtime choral director at the Philadelphia High School for the Creative and Performing Arts is stepping down. More from WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt.
How many times has Dorina Morrow led students through their vocal warm-ups? 1,000? 10,000? Put it this way, she's led a lot of them since the day 42 years ago she first stepped into a public school classroom in Philadelphia.
I was so excited. And I came into school dressed with like stiletto heels. I still remember the dress. Black with like red, blue, and yellow piping on the sleeve. And I walked in and all the other veteran teachers had like gym shorts on and flip-flops because they knew they were gonna work that day. I was like, oh, well, I'm a teacher. I have to dress appropriately.
Morrow took teaching seriously because, as she puts it, she's always been a teacher. It's been her destiny ever since she was a student herself at a small Catholic school outside Pittsburgh.
And the nuns there, Sisters of St. Joseph, grabbed me and they said, you have been touched.
And by that they meant touched by the twin spirits of teaching and music. She might have pursued the latter if her Italian immigrant parents hadn't considered the music industry too shady and debasing.
So they said to me, Dorina, you can teach, but you will not perform.
And teach she did, starting in 1975 as a roaming music instructor at a handful of South Philly schools. If she was more enthusiastic 4 decades ago than she is today, it's hard to imagine how.
It's a sforzando piano crescendo. There is no breath, right? That was on your final, wasn't it?
That's that.
It was. Good.
Morrow's taught at the city's premier arts high school for 20 years and seen her fair share of talent. But she had her most famous pupil when she was still a teacher at Meredith School in Queen Village. His name, Nathan Morris.
He told me he wanted to go to South Philadelphia High to play football. I was like, no, you're not going there. Come here. I'm teaching you this audition piece. You're going to Kappa. That's where you're going.
Morris went to Kappa, where he would form the first iteration of Boys to Men. Against her parents' wishes, Morrow also made a side career performing herself as a backup singer for artists such as Michael Bolton and Celine Dion when they rolled through town. And she'll have one more celebrity encounter as she exits.
Here we go.
On Saturday, Morrow's students are performing at a city ceremony renaming a part of South Broad Street after, who else? Boys to Men. It's an eerily fitting capstone on a remarkable teaching career. Like most standout educators, Morrow probably could have made more money by becoming an administrator, but she says she couldn't leave the kids.
I have to be near them. They give me life. I mean, it's a wonderful thing when you wake up and you never know what's going to happen, and you can't wait to get to school.
And if her last concert is any indication, school and the kids she taught there will never be far away. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.